Well, I'm glad to see you approve. Oh, while we're here, I want to tell you about buttons. When you see a button, make sure you click on it. Buttons can give you all kinds of interesting information about the word and surprises, too. Let's try this one. Here's another thing. If you select one of the page turners in the lower right-hand corner of the screen, you can go back and forth through the pages. Let's go to the previous page, the word alpaca. Okay, what else is there? Oh, right, the little pictures on the right-hand side of the screen. They're called icons. The bullseye is the go-to icon. You can go right to a word entry just by typing the word. Then click on the bullseye and you'll see the word entry page. Hey, Zach! It's an avalanche! Head for the hills! Just kidding! The icon that looks like a piece of paper with a paperclip is called My List. You can make your own personal list of words, and that can come in handy for doing homework or playing a game. The plus sign lets you add words to the list. The minus sign lets you take them away. And the bullseye lets you go to the definition of a word on the list. And now, the moment Zach's been waiting for, the games. To use the games, just click on the ABC block. There are three games to choose from: Spelling Bee, Hangman, and Words Within. Let's play Hangman. That's a really neat one. Okay, let's get a word. We'll try these letters. Let's see. Oh no, I missed the word. It's curtains. Well, I'm done. The last icon is for help. It's very useful anytime you have a question about what you're seeing on the screen. Well, I guess that does it. Now you're ready to go back to the A to Z list and start looking up words for yourself. Thanks for coming along. This will just take a second. We'll be there in a second. Let's see. Okay, here we go. This'll be cool. Watch closely. Watch this. Click the tour button,